Theoretical recap. A virtual machine, VM, is a software emulation of a physical computer. It runs an operating system and applications in an isolated environment, completely separated from your host system. This isolation is fundamental in cybersecurity and DevSecOps. It allows you to perform penetration testing, experiment with vulnerable applications, and manipulate potentially dangerous tools without risking your main system or violating any legal boundaries. The key mental model to internalize is this. Your host machine is your trusted workspace. Your VM is your controlled sandbox. Everything risky, experimental, or potentially destructive stays inside the VM. A snapshot is your safety net, a frozen state of the VM you can restore instantly if something breaks. Hypervisors, VirtualBox, VMware, Hyper-V are the software layer that manages this virtualization. Common mistakes at this stage include skipping snapshot creation before starting sensitive work, allocating too little RAM or disk space to the VM, causing slow or failed installations, ignoring network adapter configuration, which determines whether your VM can reach the internet, communicate with other VMs, or remain fully isolated, and neglecting to verify that virtualization is enabled in the BIOS/UEFI. A practical mini example. A learner installs Kali Linux as a VM, allocates only 1 GB of RAM, the system becomes unusable. The fix: reallocate at least 2 GB, 4 GB recommended, before first boot. This recap bridges everything you covered and prepare your secure test environment, VM, accounts, browser, and sets the stage for the hands-on work ahead. Workshop brief. This workshop is the practical foundation of your entire cybersecurity and DevSecOps learning journey. Every tool, every pen test, every pipeline test you will run later depends on having a stable, correctly configured virtual machine environment. The goal here is not just to install a VM, it is to install it correctly, verify it rigorously, and document your setup so you could reproduce it from scratch if needed. You will be working with a hypervisor of your choice. VirtualBox is recommended for its cross-platform availability and zero cost, and a security-oriented Linux distribution. Kali Linux is the standard reference in the field, but Parrot OS Security Edition is an equally valid alternative if you prefer a lighter footprint. Both ship with the core tools you will need throughout this course: Nmap, Wireshark, Metasploit Framework, Burp Suite Community, and more. Step 1. Prepare your host environment. Before downloading anything, verify that hardware virtualization is enabled on your machine. On Windows, open Task Manager, go to the Performance tab, and check the virtualization field. On Linux, run the command grep evmx --svm/proc/cpinfo. If virtualization is disabled, you will need to enter your BIOS/UEFI and enable Intel VTX or AMD V. Do not skip this step. Attempting to install a 64-bit VM without hardware virtualization enabled is one of the most common blockers for beginners. Once confirmed, download and install the latest stable version of VirtualBox along with its extension pack. The extension pack adds USB 2.0 out of 3.0 support and is required for some labs later in the course. Step 2. Download and verify the ISO. Download the Kali Linux ISO, or Parrot OS Security ISO, from the official website only. Never use a third-party mirror you cannot verify. Once downloaded, verify the integrity of the file using the SHA-256 checksum provided on the official download page. On Linux/Mac OS, use SHA-256-SUM. On Windows, use certutil hashfile. This step is not optional. It protects you from corrupted downloads and, more importantly, from tampered images, a real attack vector in the wild. Record the expected hash and the hash you calculated in your submission document. Step 3. Create and configure the virtual machine. Create a new VM in VirtualBox. You are expected to make deliberate and justified configuration choices regarding the amount of RAM allocated, minimum 2 GB, recommended 4 GB, the number of virtual CPUs, the size of the virtual hard disk, minimum 30 GB, dynamically allocated is acceptable, and the network adapter mode. For this lab, configure the network adapter in NAT mode as the baseline. This gives the VM internet access while keeping it isolated from your local network. Take a snapshot immediately after the VM is created, but before you install the OS, name it Pre-install Baseline. This is your first safety checkpoint. Step 4. Install the operating system and perform post-install verification. Boot the VM from the ISO and proceed with the installation. Choose a full installation, not live mode, so that changes persist across reboots. During installation, set a strong root or admin password and note it in a secure location. Once installation is complete, remove the ISO from the virtual optical drive and reboot. After first boot, Perform the following verifications and document each result. Confirm the OS version, uname a or cat/etc/os release, update the system package list, sudo apt update, verify that key tools are present and functional by running nmap version, Wireshark version, and emps console version in the terminal. If any tool is missing, install it and document the command you used. Take a second snapshot after successful post-install verification. Name it post-install verified, clean state. Step 5, network verification and isolation test. Verify that your VM can reach the internet in NAT mode by pinging a known public DNS server, ping 8.8.8.8.8. Then verify DNS resolution works, ping google.com. Document both results with screenshots. As a final step, briefly explore the network adapter settings in VirtualBox and understand, do not necessarily configure, but understand, the differences between NAT, bridged adapter, host only, and internal network modes. You will be asked to explain these differences in your submission. This conceptual understanding is essential. Later labs will require you to switch modes deliberately depending on the attack scenario. Deliverable and submission. Prepare a structured document, PDF or Markdown, that includes a summary of your host environment, OS, CPU virtualization support confirmation, the SHA-256 hash verification result, your VM configuration choices with brief justifications, screenshots of the post-install verifications, OS version, tool versions, screenshots of the network tests, a short explanation, 5 to 10 lines, of the four VirtualBox network adapter modes and when you would use each one, and the names and timestamps of your two snapshots. Be concise and factual. This document is both a technical record and a reflection of your analytical approach. You are allowed and encouraged to consult the theoretical lessons you have already completed, the official VirtualBox and Kali Linux documentation, and any relevant internet resources. You may work alone or ask for help, but the document you submit must reflect your own understanding in your own environment. The recommended time to complete this workshop is 3 hours. You must submit your solution before the deadline expires.